Okay, let's have Islam Gimel. And last year we ended with a question as follows. Rabbi Yosef ben Matan says, Sha'al, she asked, Hapodek kal kalamiyad higiz bar maushit bol lamasrot. And one point I didn't mention in explaining this is we're talking about a person who was makdish his own, say, tehnim figs, and then he wanted to poder them back. And the question was whether that act of being poder is like a kinyan. And if it's like a kinyan, then it would be what's called koveya lamasra, as we said, meaning if it had not yet reached the process of gemar malacha, such that normally you'd be able to snack from these products. However, certain things even before that time of gemar malacha a koveya, one of these is a kinyan. Is it considered like a kinyan? Okay, that's what we're saying. So Gemara says, "Meitiv Rav Lakish v'atanin." What are you talking about? Gana v'hikdish v'achakach tabav machar. Now, this is interesting because here Rish Lakish is saying, but look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if someone stole something and then was Makdish and then after that sold or shechted it, that is not Chayav Aruch HaMishnah. And we said, if you remember when we were Daik, that means the act of being Makdish is not like a Mechira, otherwise, just before being Makdish, you should be Chayav Aruch HaMishnah. Now, the way we explained the Gemara previously, we said, it's for Rabbi Shimon, it's talking about the case where it was Kochim, the Korban, the Chaybach, for Yutan. So, but here it doesn't seem to do that, the Gemara. It seems to just simply accept, you see quite clearly, that Makdish Enoka Mocher, so too, Hapode. So, again, what the Gemara is saying in our case of this individual was Makdish something for the base of Mikdash and then was put out back. Then also it wouldn't be as if it's koveya, the act of being koveya. However, the Gemara says Milta Reb Shakir, sorry, Milta Reb Shakir says Mechira Kepidyon. So Amar no Ra'uhi Lefetov. So let me just explain here. So I just there, if you look at the Gemara folder, he says Milta Reb Shakir seems to Amar that Mechira is Kepidyon, meaning Im Machar Gizbar Peirot Hekdesh. This is a different point that if the Gizbar seemed to have sold fruit. Produce, then it's dino kemakdish peirot, as if someone he has makdish the peirot and poder otam redeemed it. So therefore, ma pidyon enu kolokeach, af mechira, so too the mechira of the gizbar of the property when he's selling it to somebody else, enu kemocher, it's not like a mechira such that it wouldn't be koveah. The ein zekemecha sheet bol peirot. So we tried to derive. From our case, we just explained something Makdish and being potter with us, therefore it's not a Mechira, to even if Hekdesh sold something, it's been like being potter, it's like being Makdish and potter, and therefore also shouldn't be like a Mechira. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Ruy Liftot Olo. So just to explain, Amar, the Gemara for the says, is Kamo Amri, it's like Lidichuyu. No, he says, don't necessarily compare the two cases. She'ein Bechirat Gizbar Domela Pidyon, the selling that the Gizbar does. Again, he's entrusted with the problem of the Beis HaMikdash. That is not the same as an old pedion. My tahat tamra ui hu liftot. In our case, that's why I correctly begin the shir. When the dam was makdish and then put it back, ra ui lu liftot of lochlo. It was fit for him, it was in his full control to put it and redeem it back. V'yesh lo adayin k'tza botam peirot. And there's still some connection that he has to this payrod, ki ilu lo yatzu legamri mirshoto. It's as if it never really left his possession. That's why we say, sorry, just fill in the blank here. That's why we say that when he's potter it back, it's not like a mechira. Because if you remember, we learned that when someone's makdish, their property and basically want to, if you like, sell it, if you like, to raise money, they go to the person who's Makdish and say, you're first. So we see there's still a Shaykhis, the original person who was Makdish. Mashallah, but the case you're trying to draw a comparison to is where the Gizba is just trying to sell something to somebody else. Now that person has no connection to it, so maybe in that situation, Mechira is Kemechira Gamor, and it would be Koveya, even though in our case we concluded that if a person was like Poder something that was Makdish based on Migdash, then we said it's not like a Mechira. Because again, that person, original person who was Makdish, still had a connection, even with the hands of, if you like, the base of Migdash, even when it was Hekdesh. Yeah, fair. Now the Gemara says, Amar Alabza, Ru'u Oto Shochet Shor Shachor Biyar Chazaka Ganovu. Literally, if someone Shechtzai Shoch Shachor, being a dark ox, but really it's biyar. The point is, it's done in a place in secret. Meaning, why is a person taking this animal into the middle of the forest and shechting it? Well, it seems to be, you can make the assumption it was stolen. So you can mechayev this person arba v'chamisha. Wow. However, the Gemara says, one second, who says? Chash lomar shema ra'uhu ravutz. Maybe we're talking now, there's two explanations here. But the Marfulda says, is maybe shemro abalim shor shoravatz ve'enecholelech. Maybe it was the ox, the owner of this ox, was happened to be going through, he found his animal there, or he was taking the animal there, whatever it was. And the animal, in the end, ended up collapsing. It wasn't able to, something happened to it, it broke its leg in a way that it wouldn't be able to salvage the animal. So he thought, I better shecht it now. Okay? So the fact that he's shechting it in this place that doesn't seem to be the most obvious place to sell it doesn't mean necessarily he sold it. So the Gemara says, no tiftar b'sha'arul moshech. We're dealing with a situation where he's witnessed carrying taking this animal to the location and shechting it there, not just he shecht it there. And since he's carrying this animal, not carrying, he's leading this animal to this location that seems to be fine and fit, well, then it's quite, you can raise suspicions as why is he taking animals to the middle of nowhere to in seclude, like to the secret place to try and shecht that it must have been stolen. Okay. The way I explain it is the first way that Marfold explains it. But another understanding is, which is interesting, what he's saying is maybe he didn't actually steal the animal. In other words, if you see this person shechting this animal in the middle of nowhere, it might be that he never actually did a kinyan to steal animal. He just saw it lying down there and he just shechted it. And if he didn't do a kinyan on it, then he's not chayv a geneva. Okay? Which is interesting, another pshat. No, so therefore we said moshech that he did an act of meshecha. That's the second way he explains this. Okay. Okay, let's continue. Yesh b'toveach masha'in b'mocher v'yesh b'mocher masha'in b'toveach. Meaning we talked about michira and shchita as being the two ways one can be chayv arba v'chamisha. But there's the scopes of them are different in certain situations. So we say that first, let's go with again. Yesh b'toveach masha'in b'mocher v'yesh b'mocher masha'in toveach. Sha'toveach b'shabbos, if someone shechts b'shabbat, chayev, v'amocher b'shabbat patur. Ah, okay, beseder. No, shochet b'shabbos, obviously you chayev as in your chayev mitzvah, it's a capital offense. Sorry, v'amocher b'shabbos is no malacha, so you're not chayev malacha. But I understood, the reason why I hesitated, sorry, is because the shechita, we're saying chayev patur, I thought we're talking about arba chamisha. And the case, because you'd be chayev mitzvah, it's actually reverse. Sorry, that's what just threw me for a minute. Okay, so let's go over again. So yesh b'tovach mashen b'mocher yesh b'mocher mashen toveach b'shabbat chayv b'mocher patur, meaning if someone shecht on Shabbos is chayv mita and therefore abe chamesh would be patur, v'amochor b'shabbos it'd be patur for the act of mechir, it's on a malacha and therefore it'd be chayv arba chamisha. So Amar Rebbe Yanai b'Rebbe Yishmael matzinu shamachira chayv alav b'shabbos. You can actually have a situation where someone could be chayv mita for mechira. How so? Hagaba, in other words, it's not one of the malachas selling, says no, can. Hagaba tzmo mer lechavero talush min hakarka hazeh v'kanato, for example, v'kanato, lo kanya. Meaning, if someone says, okay, I want you to talisha, I want you to pluck out something from the ground, and in order to actually do the kinyan, then clearly he'd be kone. He'd kone the karka, for example, kinyan chazak we're talking about, not necessarily talking about a shore. So Am Rabbi Yossi Barbun, no tlisha hi shema chayevet oto v'lo mechira. Well, we're trying to say the difference in Shabbos and, if you like, Tvicha, what the Gemara is focusing on is actually the acts of mechira and the act of an act of shchita. Here, it's act of tlisha, not the fact that it was a financial transaction. It's mechayev. Well, yes. So therefore, it's not a proof that mechira is something you can be chayev for on Shabbos. Okay, yafech. So, okay, let's continue. Machru chutz me'achad mimea shebo. Let's say someone sold an animal, but retained some of it. Or shaitalo b'shutfut, or he already had a partial share in this animal when he basically stole it from his partner and then sold it. And in those situations, a mechira, or if you sell it or shecht it, we says, because we learn, the pasuk says, Utvacho means kulo be'isur. It has to be the whole thing as an isur, and he has a partial share in it, so therefore he will be chayev arba chamisha. Let's continue. Hashochet nivnala biyado. Let's say he did shchita. However, it was a bad shchita. Hanocher, or he say shoots the animal, or me'aker, or he does that. Oh, sorry, or yeah, hame'aker, meaning oker simanim. Again, it's another bad type of shchit. He tears a simanim out. Mishalem tashlumi kefel. Well, he's clearly stole the animal. However, he's not chay for doing shchita because it wasn't a kosher shchita. It wasn't a shchita. Gemara says, ganam mirshut habalim tavachu mechar chutz mirshuto. Let's say he did a proper gneiva. He stole the animal and shech this animal outside the rishut. Or sheganav chutz mirshuto was outside the rishut of the baalim v'tavachu mechar mirshutan and then took it back in and shecht it inside or sold inside the property of the baalim. Or sheganav v'tavach, or he stole or he slaughtered the animal umachar everything chutz mirshutan. Meshen tashlumi arba chamisha. The point the Mishnah is trying to say with all the situations is he did a kinyan on this animal before he did the shechita. That's why the chayfer arba chamisha. Contrasting with the last case, aval it says im ganav v'tavach u'machar b'rushutan. If he steals, well, he didn't actually do a kinyan when he steals, but they tried to shechta in v'tavach u'machar in the rishut ha'baalim. Then it's patur. All right, b'seder. Let's understand this when you get to the Gemara. Gemara says, machro chutz me'achad mimeya sheba. Gemara says, Reb Zeira Baye, machra chatzin mahu, machra chetzi lezeh v'chetzi lezeh mahu. So the question is, we've said in the Mishnah, the Mishnah clearly said, if it's chutz mimeya sheba, you wouldn't bo chayiv arba chamisha. Because you have to do the full, as we said, the drasha from Tzvicha, you have to do the full mechira in order to be chayav. Yes? Now the Gemara says, what happens if you sell this animal piecemeal? Or you sell half to one person, half to the other. That's the way the Marafuld explains the question. It's actually interesting. The Ritbaz has a different take on the question, where it says, he says, even if you sell chatzian, meaning I only sold chetzi of it, would you be chayav? Now, if that's the case, didn't the Mishnah says, chutz mi'achad mi'me'ashe bo? And the answer is, he says, no, this could be different. Meaning, when it's chutz mi'achad mi'me'ashe bo, and you didn't say exactly which, where that achad mi'me'ashe bo was, you retained a little bit of the entire animal. There's no one part you can say that was actually sold. However, the question of the Gemara then, according to the Ritbaz, is that here in this situation, you actually physically sold. I know which part was sold. So that's why chetzia. Anyway, that's to understand is what the question is. The Gemara says, in any case, nishmin hana machach chutz miyada, chutz miragla, chutz mikana, chutz migizata. If someone sold this animal aside from part of it, we say, here, the gears to change the barafolder is Eino Mishalem Tashlumi Arba V'chamisha. So clearly, the whole animal has to be sold. Rabbi Shimon Bar Rabbi Yitzchak Omer Chutz Mekana Mishalem Tashlumi Kefel Chutz Megizta Mishalem Tashlumi Arba V'chamisha. So I'll just explain this with barafolder. He says you can look for the following. Ma Nad Nishmin Mehada Machar Kol Oseder Chutz Miyada V'Hen Raglayim Harishonim, the first line, or Chutz Meraglei, the back hind legs, or Mikarna Megizata, which is a Gizet Semesh Aleha. That's the other thing. Chutz mikana she'en omed le'megazez, eino meshalem, he says. Aval gizata, which omed le'gazez, he says, is differentiates. Okay, so it seems to be if you're meshayer something, you're not arba v'chamisha. However, when it comes to, interestingly, the giza, we have a machloket regarding the giza. Because the giza, meaning the shearings, is something that's omed le'gazez, it would be considered a full sale of the animal if you sold a chutz migizata. Okay, however, let's continue. Rebbe Omer, chutz midavar sheneshama talui bo, here's the chain to go into Marafulda, einu meshalem tashlum mege arba v'chamisha. Chutz midavar she'ena neshama talui bo, den yechayev. He differentiates even further. He says that if it was aside from the something that's a vital organ of the animal, fine, then you pay, then you don't have to pay arba v'chamisha because you retained something substantial to the animal. If I have something that ain't a shenan shenama taluibo, like a part of the animal that is not a vital organ, then we say in that situation that it's considered the animal's fully sold according to the Rebbe Yischolek. Yafe. Okay. Now I'm not exactly sure here if we actually answered the question of being sold piecemeal. I didn't actually see that. Okay, beseder. Let's continue. Halacha vav. Let's say he's dragging this animal out. So he hadn't done a kinyan. Because when doing mashiach, you have to take it from Rishus HaBalim to Rishus HaRabim to in order to do the kinyan. And it died on the way, meaning it just died naturally, not because the schlepping killed it, obviously. Then we'd say he's patur. However, if he picked up the animal, and then Higbiya, or in other words, he picked it out, or he actually took it out of Shabbayim and died, then died in a bichayev. As a gal, he stole it. Nana le bechor beno le baal chov le shomer chinam le shov le nosa sacha le socher o haya moshko ve yotze ve met brushes habalim pator. This is an interesting case, exactly what's actually happening. Now, here we're trying to say that if he gave his animal for bechor beno, now exactly what the case is, a simple understanding if you look at Mishnayos is this thief, when he's taking this animal, he gives it to a kohen for a pidyon aver. Or the balchov, or to a creditor, or he gives over to Shomer to look after it. And the Shomer was taking it out, since it hasn't yet left, well, no kinyan has been performed, then he's patur. However, if he actually, the Shomer, whoever's meant to be taking this, picked it up, and therefore kinyan was performed, and therefore the act of Geneva effectively had been done, or it's your chutz mirushot sabah, then the omet chayav. Now, it's interesting here. In Shalech LaDavar Avera, people usually ask the question, how is that possible? And the answer is here, the Ein Shalech LaDavar Avera doesn't apply in this case. Because normally we say, when's Ein Shalech LaDavar Avera? It says, Dibra Rav Tevlav in the Mishomim. But they didn't realize they're doing an Avera here in this situation. They were just, you know, the mechanism through this kinyan was happening. So it's not really an issue of in what's called Shalech LaDavar Avera. If that's kind of the classic way of understanding the Mishnah. If you look at the Gemara is not very clear in terms of what this last case really is. It says, Hayamosh Chobiotzel Vemet. And not Nom Bechob. It says, Amar of Manna. Mandamar Li Hadamel. Whoever can explain the Sefer in this Mishnah, Ana Nasiv Ben Nariate. Nariate is like near is a plow, like a plowed field, really. Nariate, the Marafulda explains that I will, you know, help him plow or pull his plow for him, meaning I will show tremendous gratitude. What's interesting here, the Bnei Moshe actually uses the expression we see many other times, that Ani lokach bigdei merchatz shelo, I'll carry his clothes to the bathhouse. And that's a common expression we see of showing cover to the person in gratitude for whatever, answering the question. I'm sure we've seen that in Shas a number of times. And he explains what Neriyata had actually relates to a bathhouse, but I'll leave that for your further study. In any event, I didn't understand what the difficulty made me trying to be what's called miyasha, this last sugya. And even the Mepharish Yerushalmi have a difficulty understanding what the two study are. But let's explain the Lamar Fud like we have been in this Masechta. Mau patur niftar michovo. Or is it niftar migneva? So let me read the Lamar Fud with you. We'll go through it carefully. Doesn't mean, so in other words, mau patur tatani hachi. Im marisha mochsho bal chov bechovo omet kodem shotzio. Is it that the bal chov was taking it out for his death? And the animal died before he's able to do so. Do we say niftar ganav mechovo? Is it the niftar here we're talking about? Is the fact that the ganav doesn't have to pay off the debt anymore? But if that's the case, he says, but emet ifcha habalei lemitne. Should have actually written the other way around, meaning bereisha would be chayev ganav mechovo sefer pator. However, mishum da einak datani bahadeu nakat bahay lishna. That's why he explains in this way. Nakat nami leinyan chov hachi lefisha davar muvan meatzmo, meaning chayev. And patur is like really in the reverse for the way we really want to be meaning it. Meaning, do we say the chayv and patur means because he was dragging it out? His here we said the last one of the mission is patur, meaning he is the creditor still has to pay off the gun of self to pay off the debt, or maybe and if he takes it out, in other words, there's a whole discussion regarding the debt or not. Inami, alternatively, hachi kamar. Hamalva niftar shelo yafsid et chovo, meaning if he's dragging it out, when it says patur, it means the malva is nift patur, meaning he doesn't lose out on his debt. It's very hard to read that in the words because patur and chayv usually is a bit of obligation. Or besefer, the second part where the, if you like, the creditor balchov picked it up, we said that is chayev. Besefer hamalva chayev lomar she yafsid chovo, meaning consider as if I've picked up my debt and the debt's been paid. And then animal dies. But didn't talk about the real terminology you would expect to be is mafsid and lomafsid, not chayv or patur. That's a strange terminology to read in. So therefore, now we're talking about chayv and patur, even though the more appropriate terminology is mafsid or lomafsid in terms of the debt, but we're using that terminology. In other words, one side of the suffix, to put it very, very simply, is when the Mishnah is talking about patron chayev, are we talking about the relationship between this borrower and the creditor, or the person has to do pidyon b'chor? Like, what is the is that what the Mishnah is discussing? Alternative or Neymar, we're talking about haganav Niftar Migneva. Umayr, we're talking about now this is where it gets very interesting. Not like I explained the Mishnah. Shaganav Hotzio, that the Ganav took the whole thing out on his own. Okay. Umishum de Kashali Lama Lida Hadar Tani Shakfar Tana Recha Begana. But if that's the case, then we're really, if the whole safe was talking about the, if you like, the chiyuv of the ganav in the gneva, if you took it in through, if as he was taking it outside the property, if it died before or after you took it out, that's the reisha. This whole sefer seems to be completely superfluous. Why even involving a bal chov or not? Okay, which is, and therefore it seems to be, if you like, he's stuck. He didn't know how to explain the Mishnah. So once again, very simply, was it that the discussion the sefer was regarding the relationship in terms of the chov, if it needs to be paid or not? Or was talking about the ganav himself with his chayv gneva for taking this thing out on his own? Now, the way Marfulda explains it, the ganav, the other side of the suffix, the ganav took it out, not that he gave it to the balchov inside the property, like we explained initially. Okay, and it's left to the question. Now, I'm not sure why he doesn't explain it, why it's even a question, because the simple way he explained the Mishnah was that he gave it to the balchov in the property, and the balchov, if he dragged it up or dragged it, or picked it up, would make a difference whether the ganav is chayev on gneva or on the gneva, which is why I explained it. That perhaps because it would be running. This is just suggesting it now. That perhaps because it would end up running to the whole question of shlefla, the vavera, and the whole discussion there in terms of the gneva having been done through this unwilling participant, which doesn't seem to be entertaining. The Yerushalmi doesn't seem to be entertaining. Okay, Meseder, let's continue. Halacha zayin. You're not allowed to grow or raise, I should say, bamadak, which is like cattle, sheep, goats, things like that, in Eretz Israel. Why? The answer is Mishum Yishuv Eretz Israel. And we've discussed this, I think, in the past, because they sort of graze and destroy fields and the like. You can raise them in Suria. Suria, the area, as in Syria, area towards the north of Eretz Israel. The David HaMelech conquered, or Kibush Yachi, doesn't have full Kedusha Eretz Israel. And also in the Midbarot of Eretz Israel. Also areas where there's no one around. Okay, you'd be able to raise it there. You can't raise chickens in Yerushalayim because of Kodshim, meaning because chickens end up eating through rubbish, rubbish tips and things like that. They end up pulling out sharatzim, and it can run into the problems of tumah. So we say don't raise chicken in Yerushalayim because of all the korbanot. And also not koanim, but eretz, also koanim in general shouldn't, because of if these raising chickens runs a risk of coming into contact with tumah, well, they have to be involved with tarot and trumot and things like that. You cannot raise pigs in Eretz Israel anywhere. And that was because, remember, that was the Gzeri. We learned this all the way back in Masecht, where was it? Brachot, the beginning. Of the incident happening in the Bein Beicho Shmonai, where the pig was being raised over the walls of Yerushalayim, if you remember the story there, in place of a korban, instead of a korban. It says, V'lo yigadal adam et hakelev, you shouldn't raise a dog, elem ken kashru b'shal shalot, unless it is chained up. Because these dogs, wild dogs, they bark and everything, and they were considered a threat to women that were pregnant that would end up miscarrying. So in porsim nishvim leonim, you cannot set traps for doves elim ken, close to a city, that is, and unless it's far from the yeshuv shloshim ris is a very, very far away. A ris is 4 mil, so we're talking about shloshim ris, 4 times 30, 120 mil, 120 kilometers away. That seems like a very, very far away. Again, concern there is because you'll end up trapping somebody else's dove. Fine. Eim gadlin be'madaka. So let's go to the Gemara. Amra bak gon mahir shaya 16 mil al 16 mil. So what's this referring to? This is actually related to the sugya in Avodah Zarah that asks, he also saw this in Psachim actually, where we said that whether you can sell be'madaka was talui b'minhag. I think it was the sugya to goyim, I think it was. And the question is, you can sell, you can't even raise them. We just said the Mishnah, you can't raise these animals in Eretz Israel. And then it says, no, there are certain areas, for example, sparse areas far away from everybody, like this, the 16 mil by 16 mil area, that's which is called Mahir, which they were allowed to raise it there. Okay, fine, let's continue. Etani, ein megadlin tarnagolim b'shulayim, you cannot raise chickens in Yerushalayim, ne hakodshin. Okay? As we explained in the Mishnah, v'lo kohanim be'eretz Yisrael, can't raise chickens in Eretz Yisrael, for kohanim can't, because of Tarot. The Gemara says, yechol ap Yerushalayim ken. Meaning just as when it comes to throughout Eretz Yisrael. Who are the ones that can't raise chickens, only those ones who tuma and tare is critical for them outside throughout Eretz Yisrael, which are kohanim, because they're going to be eating kodshim and they're going to be eating truma. Do we say the same thing within Yerushalayim? Meaning, Barfol says, only those people who are eating korbanot and in touch with korbanot, maybe they're only there the ones that can't be involved in chickens. Maybe those that that aren't involved, happen to be Yerushalayim, maybe they, pardon me, they can. Gemara says, Yerushalayim says, Oyeva kai demar Reb Yeshua ben Levi, which is Yerushalayim habnuya ki'ir shechurba layachta. What's ir shechurba layachta mean? Ir shemechaberet Yisrael zelaze, that binds Am Yisrael together. So for this, I'll show you the Marfulda. He says that actually in Bavli, that expression is used, Amar Reb Shua Malevi, Yerushalayim habnuya ir shechurba, she'oseh kol Yisrael chaverim, that even though that it's a city in which everyone is considered chaverim, meaning trusted in the laws of Tumah and Tara. That's referring to a time where everyone enters there, and that's where you got all the leniencies during the time of the regal. If you remember, we learned Mesechta Chagiga, during the time of the regal, we treat everyone like chaverim. However, he says, Lafigar Girsa Dahaka, what we're learning here, Mashma'ir mechaberet Israel zelazeh. Not that it makes everyone, gives them a status of a chaver, but rather binds Am Israel together. Shukulam shavim bedvarim nohagimba. That everyone seems to adopt the same practices in Yerushalayim. Lefi shukulam nohagimba achva zelazeh, because it's a ir shuvah liachdav. I mean, there's almost a sense of I wouldn't say, more than unity, more than uniformity. So then says there's like a standard that is kept in Yerushalayim. Therefore, we do not differentiate to say, oh, you can raise chickens, you cannot. If you say you cannot raise chickens, Yerushalayim, for people in Kodshim, that applies to everybody. Okay. However, he says, according to there, you could still say that, so too, we say, even Amaretz, I believe, on Tarot, hachinami otana darim sham mechiburim baregel, darim sham bechiburan baregel, the kol Yisrael v'kolam shavu l'isur. We say maybe that's also, like, it could sort of be mashma, and by extension apply this law, but it's much easier if you like ways of Yerushalmi. The Shishu Yachtab means they're all bound together to follow the same practices. Now, just the final piece we're going to do today is as follows. K'tiv temem yulachem. So there's two psukim referring to non-kosher animals. One is tem, they are tamer to you, and tamer they will be to you. What's that mean? Elachad isur achiv v'achad isur hana'a. Now, it doesn't actually mean a proper isur hana'ah. Isur hana'ah means you're not going to get any hana'ah from this whatever object that's given the title of isur hana'ah. And we know from non-kosher animals that you can't get hana'ah from them because it's lachem, they'll be to you. So here the understanding is actually no kol devar she'asurah she'isuro devar Torah asur lasot schora. The kol devar she'isur midivrayim mutar lasot lehem schora. What's saying now is that the pasuk is trying to teach us. Yerushalmi seems to be deriving from the pasuk, at least, that if it's something asu min haTorah, you're not allowed to do any business trading with them. Okay, and I think we've seen also in the past this type of sugya. The Gemara says, "What's going to very chamor? What about a donkey? People buy and sell donkeys. No, lemalachtohu gadel. That's an interesting explanation. He says, "Vachamor, which is asu min haTorah v'chila mutabana." He says, "No, lemalachtohu gadel," meaning "va'anam b'midi du'med lachila hu danrinan." Devar asu min haTorah v'chila asu bana. That's what the Marfulda says. In other words, what is this whole din of that which is asu to you is asu, if you like, is asu to be sold? That's only things that are asu that are designated for achila. Okay, achamor is not the case. Very gamal, also lemalachto gadol. Those are expressly raised, if you like, for work. So to like, in other words, if you remember, these were like the transport trucks of the day, the chamorim and the gamalim. So therefore, there's no isur, the isur, if you like, of what's it called, the isur of selling doesn't apply to it. Okay, we'll stop here. Take it from here.
Thank you.